HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Everybody's emailing me about the tortilla on the floor last night. The tortilla, evidently.
Find out the tradition.
I found out the tradition, Brady. And it is, in 1989, a football game, Texas Tech. The kids were chucking 44-ounce soda lids onto the field. They found out they'd fly. They had like a soda thing. So they banned lids from their drinks. The kids are like, well, I really enjoyed the throwing part. What else can we use? And they use tortillas. And yes, they sneak them in exactly as you think they do. Pants stuck to their backs, stuck to their tummies. They started to take the Texas Tech kids yesterday. They told them, look, search the student section a little harder for tortillas. And a few of them slipped through. So that's why there weren't many. But they started to confiscate the tattoos.
And I don't remember any tortillas flying when John Manziel was quarterback.
John. Yeah, it's not Johnny anymore. I don't either. I don't remember any of them. Of course, I didn't watch a ton of games. I couldn't tolerate the guy.
We saw some big ones. I mean... Yeah, enough games where there should have been some.
Don't remember any tortillas floating. It's a long throw when you think about it. Student section's close, but still. So that's that tradition. And then Gene Steratore, who is the head of NFL officiating and the guy they go to on CBS when they have a rules thing, also NCAA basketball. Let's go to Gene Steratore. Evidently, he started his career as a college basketball referee. That's a pretty nice little. But how'd you like to be his kids? That guy is a rules jerk. House probably has cameras all over it. And it's like, all right, who left the soda can out here? Let's take a look at the cameras. It looks like little Lacey was here, and she's definitely, upon further review, Lacey, you are grounded for 2 weeks.
And everything in super slow-mo.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm not real sure who did that.
You were the last to touch the can.
Let's take a look at the review. Oh, he's probably such a prick about it. He brings her over.
Horrible.
Is this you here on this camera?
You've got a clock above the door. I told you to be home by midnight. Let's take a look and see if you made it right after midnight happened. And here you are. The door is opening. Your feet have not crossed the threshold. It is 12:02. I'm sorry. You're grounded for the next month and a half.
We're going to reset the clock.
Reset the clock. Add 2 seconds to that. And she still doesn't make it in on time. I'm sorry. We're going to have to wave off the date.
You think a light goes on above their door frame?
Yeah, when he gets a review. Cameras everywhere. The guy's just a stickler for the rules. He is the rules expert for both college basketball and the NFL, according to CBS. That is a lot of rules to know. I wonder if he's just lax at home. Screw it. Do whatever you want. My life is all rules. Just sitting there smoking weed and watching TV with just clutter all around him. It's pretty impressive, though, to be both. You got to know a lot. And most of the time, they're lawyers on top of it all, so he's probably got that going for him. Brady, it's time now for you, my friend, to give us all the news that only you know. It's called the Brady Report. And last night I got a text from Kevin from Prestige Billiards as they brought over the pool table and all the Hooters girls to a guy out there, I believe he's in the West Valley, who likes the Hooters. He goes to Metro Center Hooters a lot.
Fourth story studio apartment.
No, he put it, had it all ready to go, had a room
nice.
Ready. I think it was his garage, but it's decked out as a game room. I put it in there. It was great. And the girls are in there. And Kevin sent me a video of the Hooters girls. We'll put it up on our Facebook. It's hilarious. Kevin's like, all right, ladies, pool table's all done. We're ready to go. And the Hooters girls say,
hey, we just wanted to say thanks to KUPD and Prestige Billiards for helping us out and getting the big home game invasion all complete to our winner.
And they start to tell them who it is. And then she says,
so why don't you come down to a Hooters later today and take a shot?
And the girl goes to hit the cue ball. And just mashes it right into a hole. It's the worst shot. There's one ball on the table sitting in front of a hole, totally set up. She misses that ball, knocks it out of the way, and the cue ball goes right in. It's hilarious. It's the worst shot I've ever seen in pool.
Scratch this.
And then they just start laughing. I'm like, that's perfect. So congratulations, winner of the home game invasion. But I have the video proof that it looks nice. The pool table looks fantastic. It's right there in the guy's house. And, the girls just couldn't be more Hooters-ish in the end of the video. But thank you, Hooters, for with another one. And hopefully maybe we'll get another one coming up here. And we'll turn your entire garage into an ice skating rink for the Stanley Cup. I think that'd be fun. Have the girls come over.
Oh, yes.
Do some skating at your place. I'm not sure what we'll give away. Maybe one of those. Maybe get Kevin to give one of those hockey things away for a game room.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. like air hockey or one of those dome hockey games. Love those. He's got them.
He's got those?
Oh, yeah. And the real good ones, too, with the scoreboard and, like, the sound. And
Russia
the
versus USA. Russia,
that's the old one.
Yeah.
The new one is, like, Canada-USA, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, I might have to get me
one
of those.
That's pretty great. They've got a couple of them that are pretty awesome. Yeah. It's pretty good. Brady, it's time for you to give us the news. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. When The Shining first came out in 1980, it got mixed reviews, no Oscar nominations, and two nominations at the first Razzie Awards.
It's not very good in a theater. You have to get to know The Shining to like it.
Not very good in a theater.
No, the first time you see The Shining, no one's like, wow, that was amazing. You watch it four or five times, and you're like, oh, I see.
I don't know.
Nobody liked it. Nobody I've ever known is like, watch. That's why they redid it. Stephen King was even like, was so screwed up because it went, what was it? Who directed that thing? It was Kubrick, right. And he's like, he just went so overboard with all the takes and all the extra and all the stuff, and it just drug. It's a dragging movie if you're forced to watch it, but the quotes and the history, it's one of those that just grew on you. First time through with The Shining is tough.
The San Diego Padres are the only Major League Baseball team that's never had a pitcher throw a no-hitter. They've been around since 1969. They have had 10 no-hitters thrown against them.
You'd think that I had a couple in there.
There's a word for putting makeup on your face.
Money shot.
Farting.
Oh, with a PH?
Nope, it's F-A-R-D-I-N-G.
Oh, farting.
Farting.
No, there's not. That's not true.
Fun fact, John.
No.
I'm not.
Don't do that.
You're tricking me again.
Brady's going to go home and do it because he says Everest and Alsatian and Jekyll and Hyde, and now he's going to go home. Why don't you go fart on your face and get ready? What? And then you have to explain it, so it's just a bad dad joke.
That's what it's called when you apply makeup. Farting. You're farting on your face.
Look it up.
Look it up. It's in Scrabble.
28% of American adults are currently in a dry spell with sex.
How many?
28%.
You went over
that. Ready for this?
Last
week? The average dry spell lasts 11 months.
Wow. Whoa.
10 months for men and 12 months for women.
Yeah, but they have a choice. It's different. Women are never in a dry spell. They choose it.
Larry's throwing that curve off, too.
Oh, my God. He's killing it. Women, you're never in a dry spell sexually, ever. That's your choice. Men, you're in a dry spell because the world is against you.
The average American will go through 4 dry spells in their life.
Of 11 months? Man. At least 11 months, right? Some longer.
I don't even know if I've ever.
I don't think I've gone 11 months since I was.
That did.
Since high school.
The entire time I was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
You didn't bang anybody the whole time?
Nope.
Probably a good move.
Yeah,
I believe that.
I believe that too. And I think
so
that was about
14 months.
You were sort of a woman in Little Rock because compared to Little Rock people, you had choices.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
11 months. I'm thinking
high school. Everybody.
Senior year was it wasn't a complete wash.
Yeah, you got to go from like what 18 on freshman? Out of high school.
Yeah. I always had somebody I could like one person I. I'm calling.
Always?
When the drought got silly, I'd backtrack.
49% of Americans think it can be beneficial. 27% said they've come out of it with a better understanding of who they are. And 26%
they're telling themselves that.
Got to spend more time with friends. 25% save money.
Friends don't want to spend time with you if you're repressed.
If you're out to save money, that's why you're not getting laid. I don't want to spend any money on anybody. That's why you're like, I can't figure out how come I can't get any action.
In a perfect world, the average American would like to have sex 3 times a week. So if the average dry spell lasts 11 months, that's 132 missed opportunities. 18% of Americans have reached out to an ex during a dry spell.
Oh, yeah. That's how you stay out of dry spell.
I think that's a little low, maybe.
Yeah, you definitely
18%?
Go back
yeah.
in your phone archives.
Oh, you got that one that she's like, okay, she's in on it too. Usually she's got a little bit of a weight issue.
Slump buster.
Full honesty.
It's a full honesty. You very rarely get to call back the hot one. But the one that's put on a few pounds, not real confident. You can give her a call at like 3 in the morning, even though I haven't talked to her in 2 months.
Hey,
I'm in the hood.
Why?
Don't know.
Netflix.
Before Netflix.
Right.
A recent survey asked over 2,000 people, if you could live your life over again, would you choose to be born a man or a woman?
Man,
yeah.
10% of women said they'd want to be born a man.
Yeah.
I don't.
8% of men.
I don't doubt it.
Want to be born a woman.
Yeah.
That whole drama monthly thing is
the
awful.
Period, the drama, and let alone being unemployable. I'm a man. 73% versus 100. Until they get that all straightened out, give me the higher wages and a wiener. The only thing they get is multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
That's the benefit. Outside of that, and then people paying for their stuff. I guess that's pretty decent.
25-year-old Dante Flowers was spotted driving a stolen car in Hartford, Connecticut last Friday. And the cops used their cars to box him in, and he took off on foot. But he was chased down by a cop who was wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes.
All right.
What?
Cop rock.
Jay Montrose was the police officer off duty when he saw the guy running. Shuffled off to Buffalo and caught the dude.
That's a tap dancing joke. Don't get a lot of those.
You ever get those.
No, that's the first I've heard in years. But
you're a great crowd. Thank you. 25-year-old Jordan Castro and 27-year-old Jessica Williams were out drinking at Port Salerno, Florida last month at a restaurant called the Twisted Tuna. Then around 1 a.m., Jordan tried to fight a bunch of people in the parking lot, punched a valet in the face. An employee managed to hold him down for a while. Then Jordan tried to get up and keep fighting, but he was too drunk, fell forward, slammed his face into the ground.
Died.
Then while he was lying on the pavement, Jessica grabbed him by the hair and started slamming his face into her crotch. They both were arrested.
Huh.
That's an American History X version you didn't see.
It's a different version of the curving.
I think Jordan broke his nose, but she added more damage to her iron crotch.
Oh.
There's the mugshot of the two.
Of her crotch?
His nose is pretty messed up. No shot of her crotch, just her head.
It's damaged.
But Jordan, you can see he's got a little blood coming down from the... Rearrange the nose a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. It's a nice... Is that a break?
And there's old iron crotch.
I don't know which one the man is. Yeah, that's the only way my face is ever going in there. It has to be forced by that lady.
You have to be so drunk, you don't know what's
happening.
Drunk,
she's smashing it in there, and I'm still putting up a little bit of a fight. And my nose would break her pelvis. I dare you to try it, lady.
At a science lab at the University of Portland, they had a cadaver, and they had the information. It was Rosemary Bentley. She was 99 years old. She died of natural causes.
Oh, this was the scrambled woman.
Yes. She has a condition called situs inversus.
Everything was wrong.
With levocardia.
Her whole body was backwards inside.
Yep. Vital organs are reversed, almost like a mirror inside the body. That, along with a host of other weird but wonderful.
She was 99, or basically her whole body was left-handed. Like everything was on the wrong side.
Organ mix.
Yeah. Like your pancreas was on the right or left, or left or right. I don't know where it goes.
The odds of another person like her, 1 in 50 million.
Whoa.
Her stomach was wrong. So if she ever had like something wrong with her and doctors went to cut, they'd have found the wrong thing. They'd have been like, if you're going in for, you know.
How do you find out you have that?
Like your gallbladder? The hard way.
Like there's a picture.
Exactly.
That'd be a picture of her innards compared to what they're normally set up.
Yeah, we got it right there.
Yeah, like her heart was leaning the wrong direction. Well, I mean, by our standards. I mean, it's fine. Okay, I suppose you could work it. It's like cars in England. You're driving on the
99.
Side. It all works.
Yeah, worked out okay for her.
Did it?
I think so.
Not the last 17 years.
1 out of 22,000
babies. Because
nobody
needs to be that old.
That's a little more common
than
that's what
I was reading about it yesterday. It's like,
man.
It's not that uncommon. They made,
no.
It like, they made it like she was. It's really not that bad. There's 7 billion of us, and 1 out of every 20,000 has this. So it's just sometimes you're reversed.
Oh, I wonder if we have it.
I know. That's what I started to think. But I've had x-rays and MRIs and stuff. Nobody ever said your stomach's wrong. It's way over here.
This Zambian nurse, Elizabeth Mawa, confessed her sins when she was in her sick bed and asked God for forgiveness because she worked as a nurse at the University Teaching Hospital. And her confession was, I exchanged over 5,000 babies during my 12 years of service.
Oh!
I thought it was funny.
5,000 times? That joke's a little old. I mean, maybe the first 100 you still get a chuckle. But 5,000, look what I'm still up to, guys. Like, maybe it's one of those jokes that's funny, stops being funny, and then gets funny again around 3,000.
I know I sinned against God.
3,000?
That's a
man.
Lot. And why do you apologize to God? He knew what you were doing.
They're looking into it right now. They're going to find out if, in fact, that's the number is true. And
it's part of his plan.
Let's check with some of the parents, but I guess wouldn't matter now. They've had the baby from the get-go. Sorry, we're going to switch out now.
And God's like, don't worry about it. Who do you think gave you the idea? Great work. Hilarious. The record was 4,000. Swedish king back in the 1800s. That's crazy. Did he forgive her?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Kind of think he'd be a jerk to forgive her for that one.
According to the book, he should.
But you know what should happen here in this vicarious redemption that she's decided to go with? Maybe find the 5,000 people and apologize to them.
He can forgive her, but the other people.
Yeah, but that's the problem with that whole, I'll just ask him for forgiveness. Hey, Toledo, I just murdered your family and Brady forgave me. We're all good. You wouldn't be happy with that. You'd be furious. I hate vicarious redemption. Yeah, I did 5,000 horrifying things. I'm not dealing with those people, but will you forgive me? Sure. We're all good here.
It doesn't go on. You know, it does mention that you're going to be held accountable for.
Yeah, but what a ridiculous process. Hey, Toledo just murdered your entire family, Eric, but you know what? I'm going to let him walk free. I'm going to go to jail for him. You happy with that? Are you cool with that? The murderer's fine.
Sounds good.
He's forgiven by me. I'll go ahead and sacrifice myself for that so he can wander around. You guys lost your family. It's all about me and him.
Right? I didn't like it.
You know what? Yeah, anyway. I believe you. Let's hang out.
Horrible. That's one of the most horrible tenets of anything I've ever read in my life.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
The highest ranking official at New Zealand's embassy.
Sorry, Brady, I get upset
embassy.
About those things. 5,000 babies that. Just, yeah, but you got to think about it. I mean, think about that. 5,000 babies. Kirby's not yours. I mean, we clearly know that you two and your faces are so adorably similar. I just want to see you meld into one, but that's me. But we know that's not true. But if it was, and you find out 20 years from now that it was a swaparoo, and your real baby's off with some other family, and you've got this kid, and you love it, and you're like, well, now it's all a lie. The whole thing's a lie. And the lady's like, we're cool. I got forgiven by someone else. I never once called you and told you I'm sorry.
That's what I was saying.
I never once begged you for forgiveness.
I guess I'd be upset.
Of course you would.
At the nurse a little bit, but at the same time, if I, like, you know, maybe it'd be tougher if your kid was just a complete pain. You know, like always in trouble
you
or
think
something
you'd
like,
be
oh,
over
I had the wrong kid.
You, I actually say to yourself, I think I'd be upset with the nurse for a little bit.
Because I still love that kid.
But you're still furious. That's just
absolutely
That would make you, that should make you absolutely furious. Sure. You can, but then why not just have a baby and go pick one out of the thing if it's like, well, I'll just love this one. I mean, that's your.
Plenty of people do that.
No, they don't. Nobody ever gets to go to the maternity ward and go, give me one. I don't care
which
one's mine.
No, but they go to an orphanage.
That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. You gave birth to something. You don't just go to the pile of babies after and go, maybe this is mine, maybe it's not. I'll love it either way. You want yours. And she's like, I'll just hand them out. It would be very upsetting.
Yeah, you want that bloodline to keep going.
Or I don't know
the
what
royal,
you want. You just don't want any
bloodline.
Don't want to find out your whole thing's been a scam and somebody screwed you. Now you got to love this kid, and then you're curious about what happened over here, but that's really yours. Now, are they? And then you find out your kid's being raised by people who treat her poorly. It's horrible.
Yeah, that would be a mind
awful.
F.
It would screw you up. You'd be like, well, I'm a little bit mad at the nurse, but oh well.
I wonder if the hospital's like, well, nothing's confirmed. I doubt if they're going to look into
5,000. It's going to be a, it's going to be a long laundry list. But that lady had the nerve to say, I'm asking God for forgiveness. You go door to door before you die. You tell everybody, you know, you get a free shot at me. I'm the world's biggest bitch.
So the highest ranking official at New Zealand's embassy in D.C. is in trouble. He had to step down. Commander Alfred Keating. He set up a micro camera device in his unisex bathroom in 2017.
And it, been there for 2 years?
Yeah. He's achieved some of the highest levels of professional success, but his failure in perverted spy video did not work too well. The camera dropped down early on the rigging that he had set up, and
the
some people noticed
failed?
It. Yes. And then they tracked it back to his computer. He was trying to make some videos for himself.
That's why you have the camera.
There's a picture of Commander Keating.
So he's got spare time enough to do his political job.
Sure.
And go home, put together some videos.
Pass some tape. You get a few hours a day. You put 2 hours into it a day. It's like Game of Thrones.
Remember the videos that Larry used to do? He hated it because it'd take him 8 hours.
Well, it's his passion.
That's true. Everybody's got their passion.
This guy wants to go home and, you know, it's like people that go home and paint or woodwork. You can relate to that.
You were living in secrecy for a long time with woodworking.
Yeah. You run home and just take a breath for a second and then start planing.
We had no idea.
This guy just edits.
Routing.
You throw on your overalls and make sawdust on the floor, and that smell makes you happy.
I suppose you're right. What are you working on now?
A table.
Another table?
A mesa?
A lot of those.
A lot of tables, man.
You're doing the worst Jesus impression ever. Terrible carpenter.
What kind of table? A little end table, dining room?
It's a podcasting table.
Oh.
Basically.
You're building it for Frank?
Yep.
And Caliendo's asking you to put some stuff together.
Wow.
Great. It's going to look like a Tim Burton set in there.
You know, they sell folding tables. Like
they
Home
sell
Depot's.
Tables.
Yeah. Not as functional.
Frank didn't ask. Yes, it is. Frank didn't ask you.
Actually, he did.
Build me a table?
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. For his house?
Maybe that's just, you know what? That's when you tell a kid if I give you $5 or you throw a tennis ball and make him run away.
That could be.
Here, if I tell you, go build a table for me. All right, we got rid of Toledo for 2 weeks.
Is he paying you pretty good for this?
He's paying, recouping the cost of the materials.
That's it?
And time?
There'll be a significant bill.
Rather than just go down to like a reasonable store and buy a table. What's so special about this podcasting table that makes a podcast better?
John, I don't know if it
makes because I'm going to end up using this thing. Frank and I got something planned, so I got to sit at this goddamn table.
Is it
you're coming to the studio?
Eventually. What is the...
It's going to have four legs.
Well, it's got to have four legs.
It's actually going to have six legs.
I trust he's seen them before. Why is this podcast table so much...
Because it's U-shaped.
They don't sell those?
I don't know.
They do, but...
I know they do.
They're a little more
office
expensive.
Table.
Yeah.
You can get those half curved tables and form a U with it.
That's
I've
right,
seen
two.
That in a little
make you put smash two of those together.
Yeah.
Two half moon tables make one big U.
Wait, man, you're really.
Why are you side eyeing it?
Because I'm going to end up in a lawsuit with you and you have
with
nothing.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you think? It's going to fall apart?
Of course it's going to fall apart. It's a homemade table.
No way. It's going to be.
What kind of wood are you using for this thing?
Pine, melamine. What do you got?
Pine.
Some of the stronger stuff.
Pine.
It's all cancer right. agent that you're going to pour all over it and shellac it.
I haven't done that yet, but that'll be this week.
Don't you injure
wood burning of Frank's face? Maybe like a
plenty
little
of VOCs. Is that what they call those things?
Huh?
The thing, the chemicals that emanate from
oh,
stuff
I don't know.
That you do.
Carcinogens, I think they call them.
Okay, plenty of those for you.
Well, good luck with that. I'm going to go shop for a table. I'll have you beat by 5 p.m.
No doubt.
But that's your passion. Much like me and the way I like to hand babies to wrong families.
A psychology researcher, Robert Reinhardt, started zapping people's brains for 25 minutes.
Oh.
And it helped them with their memory. By doing it for 25 minutes, did it twice, and now they're finding that, in fact, if you do a little DC current,
don't
into the brain, it helps
that.
People with
Brady, you're talking to a group
memory.
Of people we had to remind on a regular basis not to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Now you want to like hook up electrodes to their brain.
They're going
to
develop also, the proper
let them develop
EC
it.
Current helmet because there's the girl wearing it.
Nope.
Brady said if I shock my head, I get smarter.
I saw this in the original Ghostbusters.
You'll remember
Binkman was shocking students. Yeah.
And they put it certain it's very important you get the right part of the brain where you're zapping.
Where's that at?
Yeah.
What's the right part of the brain?
The frontal lobe.
Okay.
And go on.
And if you hit that with, I don't know the voltage.
Just throw something out. 120?
Yeah, there you go.
220, 221, yeah, whatever it takes.
The frontal lobe's pretty vague. Large section of the brain.
That looks like it's the whole head. That's skull cap she's wearing.
I would push her in the pool in that hat just to eliminate her studies. Don't tell people to put DC anything on their brains. It'll make you remember everything. You know what's going to make you remember? The day you strap that stupid helmet on.
It'll be John, here's Brady a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, like touching a stove.
I'm in.
If you'd have done this, you'd remember Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Guy walking down the street during the Squares fire looked exactly like...
Nobody home.
Quit staring at me. What do you finish your sentence.
I'm working on it. Give me a second.
All we got to do is shock his frontal lobe.
If I had that helmet on, I'd have thought I remembered. Also would have remembered it wasn't during the Squares. It was during Titus.
We'll do this for you, Brady.
It was also 3 years ago.
We'll strap you up.
I'm buying one of those helmets.
Good.
Right. Well, we're in. I'll pull the lever.
You get that, Napoleon. You're going to time travel before you know it.
We'll do it live on the air.
Yep.
A big thing for people to do in Bangkok is to walk on the beach. Mm. And get a photograph of themselves as the planes are landing in the airport. That's the airport that goes really, the planes.
You can throw rocks at it.
Yeah. Well, now the.
Don't suggest that.
It's a terrorist's dream airport.
Can't do it anymore. In fact, authorities have passed a law that if you're caught taking a selfie picture, it's first time's a.
Caning.
$1,200 fine. Awesome. Up to 20 years in prison.
That's pretty heavy.
Twice they put you to death.
Oh, yeah. They're a little strict. Don't mess around with the air travel. I'm kind of with them on that one. We should have a death penalty for people standing under the runways.
I don't know if you saw the thing on, I think it's Southwest Airlines. People are freaking out because in the chair rest pocket, it has the all the information on the plane, right. Like where the exits are. But it says 737
max 8.
Yeah, but it's not that plane. It's just the same. So people think they're flying on the grounded planes. So they're
but it's
having
a 737 max is the same plane as what you're in, but it's not the max.
Correct. They have it. They have a for both planes is a similar information. It'll say the plane that they're in 737. It's a different model.
Oh, but it's not a max 8.
No.
So then what are they? Then they're idiots.
Because they read that.
They see 737 and they get nervous.
Oh. Yep. This guy got hammered in Vegas. And when he's blackout drunk, he passed out, woke up. But before he passed out, he placed a $100 bet, a ridiculous parlay. It was a huge underdog to beat the favorite in the NCAA hockey tournament. He said they would win. Placed another bet that combined a score that would be 6 goals or less. And he also bet the Minnesota Timberwolves would beat the Golden State Warriors, which happened.
One more time.
Oh, that was cool.
Sorry, that was a fun ride.
I had to get the bet straight.
No, you had to get the word
Timberwolves. Yeah.
There was one more.
Wolves.
Wolves. Timberwolves.
Wolves.
Woofy, woof, 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 woof.
He picked the Minnesota
Somebody's
Wild.
Home. Somebody's home. Mommy's home. Woof, woof, woof.
Then he picked the Minnesota Wild to beat the Vegas Golden Knights. $100 bet. He wakes up after he passed out.
How much?
$26,000.
Nice work. Well done. All of his bets hit.
Planet Hollywood Casino.
Try it next time you're in Vegas. Blackout drunk and make 5 bets. and probably sounded exactly like Brady when he was making them.
With the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. The Wolves.
Ma'am, please make your bet.
I'm a boy. Wolves.
Looked exactly like.
I have a thing about people who look just like.
What happened?
Ma'am.
Are we placing a bet?
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is a woman throwing an axe.
This is awesome.
Posted a video.
Somebody sent me this.
I've done this.
The axe throwing, you
Somebody
know.
Somebody sent me this at 10:07 yesterday morning. I'm like, damn it. We'd have watched it all day. Is this the bounce?
Almost comes back, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good
girl
one.
Nearly gets her head chopped off. It's the OJ axe. I mean, first off, let's analyze her throw. She's 4 feet from the target, and she bounces it off the ground.
She was too straight up when she threw it.
She
got to bend the knees.
She chucked that straight into the earth, off the rubber padding, before it even hit the wall.
What if you change
your clothes? If you go to Lumberjacks, this is the first thing you think about every time.
Well, yeah, that it's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how she even manages to throw it into the ground like that, but great job.
It didn't show her date. Got it right in the gut.
We're going to do all right. I get hit in the gut. There's an axe in my gut.
She's dating Harvey Keitel.
She's pretty hot.
What do you got? I know, she looks great.
Hi, my name is Taylor from E! News.
The other guy? Yeah, the other guy just keeps going about his business.
Yeah, whatever.
She is sexy.
Whoa. Good reflexes.
Terrible at chucking axes.
Yeah. She definitely needs a man in her life.
Yes, she does. A lumberjack.
Now I have an axe in my gut. Your dinner is on you. That will balance it all out. And let's just say later, you won't be dodging anything coming towards your face.
Oh, those are all her pictures. She's cute. And they are lumberjack people.
They definitely are.
Is that her boyfriend powerlifting?
Yeah, apparently.
Good Lord. These internet is beautiful. So her boyfriend is
some
massive powerlifter. They live in an ice castle. That's Elsa, whatever her name
is. It is. Yeah. Boy, there are lots of pictures of him weightlifting.
Yeah, he likes to show that he's a weightlifter. Yeah, he's pretty good at it, though. That's all he does. You know what he's never done? Teach his girlfriend how to throw. Yeah. They're beautiful people.
The final radio video.
Do you even squat, bro?
Oh, no. Is somebody breaking something?
No, that's her boyfriend still.
Yeah, that's still her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Toledo's watching a lot of weightlifting videos now.
This radio video is a thief breaking into a convenience store with a hammer. He's got a mask on, and he catches some pepper spray.
All right.
And then they finish him.
He went into the...
the cooler.
Coke freezer.
Comes out.
That's the worst serial killer
there
ever.
There we go.
Yeah,
ow.
Oh, my
ow.
Eyes burn.
Very repellent.
Ow.
His eyes are on fire.
Oh, he's on fire right now. I got to keep the mask on.
Now's when you attack.
Well, that's... now I'm going to find the register.
Ow,
where
ow.
Is it?
No,
where?
You attack now. He can't see it. Well, he's in a freezer. That
oh, don't worry.
Window.
He's robbing a store with a hammer?
Well, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Guy sees he's still there.
It's a store. That dude.
Tackle him.
Get the hammer and beat the living life of... yeah! Nuts!
Okay, now he's up. Oh, I guess
I'm swinging
you. I'll get you.
What's the other guy doing?
Wait.
Oh, he picks him up. He gets his hammer.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, you can't see.
Dropping the hammer.
Isn't it great, OP? Oh,
dynamite.
Keep going.
Oh,
finish him. Neutralize the attacker.
Look at him bending that chair.
My head's off. His great. Head's off.
Continue hitting him. Oh, that's fantastic. I like once this guy on the other side realizes, hey, he can't see. I'll right. fight him now.
Right. It's so nonchalant.
You guy's got a hammer here. Look out.
Boom.
Bam! You didn't know I'm here.
Ow.
Wake up call.
Ow. I dropped the hammer already.
That's great.
Don't you kind of want that opportunity, Josh?
Yes! Why I do the
so
tactical
much.
Black stuff.
So much.
Look, they tell you all the time, it's like, this is, you got to avoid trouble, but all I think about now, some dude with a hammer standing next to me like, yeah.
Here we go. It's
You're
on.
You're going to slip up. I cannot wait to put my foot through your balls.
But I thought you said you're not a hero. You're just going to run out.
That's
the
a danger at me.
My eyes burned. My eyes. Oh, now my head hurts. Yeah.
The guy with the coat on, he didn't need to go hit him with the chair. He could have ran
out
the store.
Sure he did. The guy was blind. Now you know. Now there's no danger at all. You can crush
this guy's got no shot.
This weasel's going out.
So you need the guy to be
blind. In a situation where you can neutralize the attacker, you neutralize the attacker. Do not run towards it.
All right.
You can neutralize the guy. And if you get a chance to hit a blind man with a chair, take it. He has to be holding a hammer. So if you know
next
a blind
time Mender's
person,
in town, we'll just hit him with a chair.
Here, hold this. He's got a hammer! Any blind person I have, I'm just going to put a hammer with some super glue on the handle in your hand. And you're going to try to get rid of it. It looks
like
you're waving
at him.
I'll
start the video, yeah.
Ah! He's clearly got a hammer!
Then you can just bash him.
I will just lazy boy him to death. Oh! Later today, I think, hopefully, I get to wear the attack suit. And I get to be the attacker. And they get that. They just beat the tar out of me. I can't wait. It's fun.
Set up that scenario.
Oh, it's so fun.
Convenience store.
You have a knife or a hammer. That's what they do with the attacks. You come at them, you attack somebody, and they got to fight you in the thing. It's full throws, man. Oh, that just got me all amped up and ready to go. I got to hand it to the guy in the cooler, though. He came out and hit a couple of clean shots to the head and then went nuts, 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 and that was the end of that.
And then back in the cooler.
And then he hopped back into his little safety.
That's where the guy finishes him with a chair, then takes the chair, wedges it up against the cooler.
Oh, that chair would have been.
Cleans out
and cleans the
store.
Place out. He was his partner. That was all. He was there to rob, too. He just didn't. He was second.
Dude,
that
would have
been a good idea. But the cameras. Let's go to Gene Steratore and see what happened at the convenience store. I love that. That's great. I like when bad guys take a beating. Love it. It's 7:54. That, my friends, is your Brady Report brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.